This report is brought to you by WaterSmacker, the countertop home water ionizer that is the best way to de-acidify your body. I've been using this for nearly 4 months now. I have a very acidic diet because I don't like vegetables. Cancer loves acidic bodies. The WaterSmacker not only lowers the pH of the bottled water I buy from Costco, but ionizes the water with an electrical charge so that when you drink it, you get a little spark just to let you know it's working. The first result was I wasn't falling asleep in the middle of the day. The second result was my stomach didn't feel constantly acidic. There's a ton of info on the website, but I'm telling you, I'll never drink non-ionized water again, at least when I'm at home. Go to www.watersmacker.com. Good morning. I'm still reporting on Trump. This is one of those in-depth Tucker Carlson pieces that you may have missed from last night that will knock your socks off. The latest polling shows that a majority in many European nations agree with Donald Trump's policies over those espoused by the elites and trumpeted ad nauseum over their elite MSM propaganda outlets. And we're talking about the big main political issues, the invasion, building walls to stop the invasion, and even global warming. The conclusion? Trump is not imposing his views on the world. Trump is just accurately representing the views of the average person, and not just in the U.S.
European populations aren't actually that hostile to his policies. Consider Trump's proposal to ban immigration temporarily from half a dozen Muslim-majority countries. Outrageous, right? Well, actually, most Europeans don't think it goes nearly far enough. A poll this year found that majorities in France, Germany, Italy, Belgium, and several other countries backed a total halt to Muslim immigration into their countries. In fact, in every country in Europe polled, support for such a ban was far higher than overt opposition to it. Kind of amazing. Well, how about the president's plan to build a wall? Well, we're told in this country that it's morally offensive. Nobody does it because it doesn't work. And yet many European governments feel differently about their own borders. Hungary just built a wall on the Serbian border, for example. Macedonia walled off Greece. Slovenia has a wall on the Croatian border. Austria isn't just putting up a fence on the Italian border. It's also sending soldiers to defend it. Trump's anti-migrant wall may be a crime against humanity, but in Europe, walls are good policy and they're supported by the population. Even on global warming, there's not as much difference as you might think. Trump's withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord supposedly marked the total end of American global leadership. All the news anchors here said so repeatedly. But actually, that's not such a crazy view in Europe, believe it or not. A 2015 Pew survey found that only 42% of Europeans were very worried about global warming, meaning most people there share the president's lack of all-consuming urgency on that question. In other words, Europe is much closer to America than most of us realize, at least on the issues. Trump's views aren't considered extreme there either. He's just hated by elites on both continents. John Daniel Davidson is a senior correspondent at The Federalist, and he joins us tonight. John, these numbers are a little striking considering the coverage of the president's trip abroad has basically framed it as this buffoon among the sophisticates. And of course, they must hate him for his backward views, but their population seemed to agree with him.
Yeah, it's very similar to what we see in coverage of Trump here in the U.S. You know, the same narrative that Trump is a buffoon, out of step with mainstream Americans, you know, holds these offensive policy views and wants to do all these terrible things. But, you know, there was just a poll released on Wednesday by Politico showing that a majority of Americans surveyed support a travel ban along the lines of what Trump has proposed for Muslim majority countries. So, you know, this idea that his ideas are out of the mainstream is totally false, not just in Europe, but here in the U.S. as well. It's just you don't hear that in the media because that's not what the elites think.
Well, because that's also not what they cover. So they cover the president himself, his tweets, his behavior, which is a whole separate thing. I mean, it has a whole separate response from the public when you poll on it. Do you approve of the president's tweets? No, not really, say most people. But you almost never hear straight coverage of what he's actually proposing, what his ideas are. Those seem like they've always been popular. This is not a new thing.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about this poll on Wednesday was that the language of the poll actually excluded any references to Trump. The question is, would you support a State Department policy that restricts immigration from these Muslim-majority countries? And, you know, 55% of people said, yeah, I would support that. And it's exactly as you say. The media wants to focus on Trump the person, not on the administration's policies, which have always been a lot more popular than the media gives the administration credit for.
I have to say, maybe the headline here, and this is never reported that I'm aware of, is how far out of step the people who run Western Europe and the United States are with their own populations. These are supposed to be democracies, and yet their views bear no resemblance in a lot of cases on big issues to the views of the people they're supposedly governing.
Yeah, and it's an uncomfortable thing to bring up, especially when we talk about the EU. The EU is not a very democratic institution. When you look at the majorities of people in Poland, in other parts of Europe, they support these policies that the EU elites themselves really deplore. In fact, you know, there's talk earlier this year of the EU sanctioning the Czech Republic and Poland and Hungary for their immigration policy. Well, huge majorities in those countries favor restricting migrants. They don't want their country to be flooded with migrants the way Germany has been. And the EU wants to punish them for that. So, you know, when we talk about EU or, you know, European elites, we're not really talking about people who care all that much what actual citizens of Poland want or think.
Well, you see that here in this country on display every day.
Right.
How long can fake democracy continue?
Well, I think we're seeing the repercussions, the backlash from that. You know, you had Trump's election, which was obviously a backlash to the political establishment of both parties in this country. Then you had Brexit. Then you had Marine Le Pen, you know, with a historic run at the French presidency. And I think that you're going to see this more and more as people get fed up with the idea that elites in Brussels or in Washington or some far off capital know what's best for people, don't care what they want, and try to impose policies that are just not popular. It's going to be a rising tide of populism until the elites can figure this out.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing, I think, to think you know what's best. I mean, I think we all sort of think we know what's best. But to not care what the people who elected you think is a different thing entirely and not sustainable. I agree with you, John.
So this is a hidden propaganda war. The overseers of this world control the world's MSM through their debt-based economic systems in order to hide the truth. But the freedom of the internet is allowing people of the world to think for themselves. And they are deciding there is truth in this populist message. And so, the prediction is that the overseers are now losing this battle for hearts and minds, and populists worldwide are winning. The inevitable result will be more and more populists rising up in their sovereign nation states and winning elections, and eventually the demise of the debt money system, a return to the importance of sovereign nation states, a return to an honest news media funded by and operating for the benefit of we the people, and most importantly, a faith-based civil society where the latest barbarian outrage is not the main news item of the day. I'm still reporting from Washington. Good day.